Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're doing a subject at present called The Battlefields of the Mind and the Flesh, and this is part two of a six-part series. And the topic today is called The Main and First Battlefield is the Mind. Let us now go to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Reading from verse 1, "Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds." First point, the soul is the doorway between the spiritual realm and the natural realm, and it is the area of decision-making of human beings. To decide for the things of the spirit or to decide for the things of the flesh. The Bible also says, "Out of the mouths of two or three witnesses a thing shall be established." The word of God or the word of Satan, they're both available to a human being, and God wants us to choose his word. You are the confirming witness on the earth to what happens. You either agree with God's word or you agree with Satan's word, which is fear. And that's why Satan attacks your mind with thoughts. He wants you to take his thoughts and say those thoughts. And God says, no, do not take those thoughts. Take my thoughts and speak my word. Second point, the soul is made up of the mind, the will, and the emotions, and this is where the word of God warns us that the main battle will be particularly in the area of the mind, and this is why the mind must be renewed to the word of God and to know his ways and his thoughts. When we are born again, our spirit man is recreated in and through Christ Jesus, but our mind is not. God says, renew your mind with the washing of the water of the word. God wants us to take the word of God, the Bible I'm talking about, and put that into our minds, and then start to think like God thinks and speak like God thinks. We can do this because we're now children of God, and God wants us to grow into spiritual maturity as sons and daughters of God who knows their authority and speaks words of faith. As long as we live in a mortal body, the mind is the place where the fight with Satan will be won or lost. Your mind is the battlefield. People have made the mistake of thinking Satan's attacks comes in the realm of the spirit, but Jesus defeated Satan once and for all in the realm of the spirit. The battlefield is the mind. Satan is after your thoughts. He wants you to think his thoughts so he can establish his word and his problems on the earth. The true order of a human being should be spirit, soul, and body, where the spirit of the man is in control or in leadership. When you are operating in the realm of the spirit as a believer, your mind, which is in the realm of the soul, is not in charge. Next point. Satan has lost his authority in the realm of the spirit because he was defeated by Jesus Christ on the cross. He cannot fight you there, but he fights you in the natural, soulish realm, where he still has access but no authority. In other words, Satan is trying to change your mind to think and say what he says so he can gain authority through your authority as a human being. As a human being, you have authority in the earth because your body comes from the earth. When you become born again, your authority is lifted to a whole new realm and you have the authority of God through Christ Jesus. Let me explain something here also that's very important. When you're born physically into this earth as a baby, you are then year after year taught the words of the world, the thoughts of the world, and God has to reverse that. In other words, what I'm saying to you, you come into this world, this physical world, as a baby, and as you grow up, you're taught certain ways to think. And those ways we're taught to think are usually in a direction of fear, of doubt and unbelief. When we become born again, God recreates our spirit man, and we need to start speaking words of faith, which are completely opposite to the world's words. God expects us to renew our mind to the word of God, to the way he thinks. When you do this, you'll find that you've been saying things over many years that aren't correct anymore. Let me give you an example. When someone's working hard and they have a back problem, quite often they're taught, my back's killing me. But God says, don't say that, because eventually, if you keep on saying it, you'll believe it, and eventually you'll open up the door for sickness to come into your back. Some people also say, my foot's killing me. These are words that come from thoughts that have been placed in a person's mind over many years. This is just a couple of examples. But as you renew your mind to the Word of God, you'll find there's many things that you've learned, even from your parents and people above you, that are incorrect compared to the Word of God. God wants us to speak words of life and not words of death. Thank you for being with me today. I hope this has encouraged you to keep going. It's very important to know the battlefield is in the mind. And there's a lot of things we've learned over the years growing up from childhood right through to adulthood that are incorrect. And we don't know this until we get the Word of God and put it next to what we've been saying. Then we have a comparison between life and death. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.